It's quick enough to bring a summertime song because we discovered that when summer arrives this year, it also means the arrival of Spellebrite. The United Way of Greater Lorain County will have their annual spelling summer spelling celebration. I'm trying to add more words than I need to add to this. I got to work on that. But joining us to talk about this event and what it's all about is Ryan Aroney from the United Way of Greater Lorain County. Ryan, good morning.
Good morning. Good to be here.
Ready for this Spellebrite June 21st. It'll be at the Emerald Event Center. And third year of this one, if I'm not mistaken.
It is. Right? Third consecutive year.
So what's new this year, if anything? Or tell us a little bit about how this works for people that haven't
been there. So I always just start with an explanation of Spellebrite Lorain County because it's a kind of a wacky spelling bee that we've made up. There's nothing else like it anywhere. And so what it is, a community spelling bee, it's very informal and fun. I think if people hear spelling bee, they think serious, and that's not this game. And it's teams of four who are competing in a spelling bee for a grand prize of $1,000. But also individuals can come to the event to be spectators. And very similar to a night at the races, the spectators and the audience have a chance to influence the game and actually have a chance to win prizes based on which team wins the spelling bee. And we encourage those spectators to make signs, to make noise, to cheer, to have fun. So it's a very rowdy, fun, unique spelling bee. And the teams in the spelling bee also have opportunities if their spelling is not up to par and they're on the verge of being eliminated from the contest, they can actually use advantages that they've earned along the way to keep themselves in the game. And the crowd can play a special raffle as well to keep teams in the game. So if you're playing in the game, your spelling is important. It can keep you in, but you have opportunities to be saved if you're not quite a good speller.
So you can play it as a bystander too then, kind of, right? Do you pick your team? Is that kind of pick your horse sort of deal?
Exactly. So night at the races, you pick your horse, and if they win, you win. At Spellebrite Lorain County, you pick your team, and if they win, you have a chance to win as well. Essentially, it's a 50-50 raffle, but the winning ticket for the 50-50 raffle is only getting pulled from the pot of the winning team. So all the other tickets have been eliminated except for those that were placed in support of the winning team. So therefore, if you're a spectator, you're cheering loudly for that team because you want them to win, so you have a chance to win the 50-50 raffle. But as a spectator, you can choose multiple teams, so you can kind of hedge your bets a little bit and place tickets in multiple pots for different teams.
And the teams always come up with interesting themes, either their names or sometimes even their outfits, just to kind of sort of a team building and have a lot of fun that night. Talk a little bit about, I guess, the process of people or teams still able to enter?
Yes. So the website is uwlorainecounty.org/spellebrite, which I realize is, you know,
spell that,
ironically a hard word to spell.
Is it an E or an A? I always wonder.
It's an E. Okay. Spellebrate.
That's correct.
That is correct.
Very good.
The country of origin, I'm not sure. So you can go on our website. Teams of four are $200. That includes dinner for all four team members and a drink ticket, good at the bar for all four team members. And then entrance into the competition, a chance to win $1,000. Spectator tickets, also on that same website, are $30 and include dinner and a drink ticket. And then the chance to play all the fun games. So there's the 50-50 raffle. We call that the honeypot raffle. We also have silent auction. We have a sideboard, all different types of fun things happening. So both of those are still happening on the website, uwlorainecounty.org/spellebrite. And you can also call our office, 440-277-6530. Still accepting teams, still selling tickets. And the event is June 21st. It's a Thursday from 6 to 9:30 p.m. at the Emerald Event Center in Avon.
Now, will the beautiful ladies of the Rotary of Oberlin, the Rotary Club of Oberlin, return? I mean, they're the champions last year, right?
They are the returning champions, and they will be there. And they're my friends, and they're taking this seriously. So they will be there. So this is very fun. We've done this. This is the third year. So the first year, Kendall at Oberlin won the competition. And last year, the Rotary Club of Oberlin won the competition. And both of them are returning this year. And I heard from our friends at Kendall that they're actually doing an internal spelling bee to determine the four strongest spellers at the entire Kendall campus, and those four spellers will represent their team because they want the trophy back.
Well, if they've been through, as some teams have, through this competition, they kind of know sort of the pace of things taking place. Now, I should mention that you've asked me once again to be the pronouncer for this, and it's always fun with the sort of the early rounds where there's sort of a time limit on them to spell, I think, what, 10 words maybe to that is. And so that's not unlike at the spelling bee on the national level where there's sort of the written part.
Yeah.
Where you have this sort of beginning part. So there's a time limit on it. So you could be a good speller, but you have to be a good speller under pressure.
Right. And when we created this, we heard feedback right away that some people were nervous about getting up in front of an audience and spelling into the microphone. And so we tried to find a balance. First of all, you have a team. So, you know, if you get the word wrong, just blame it on a different team member. So there's that. And then also the first couple rounds, you're writing it down. So you kind of ease your way into the getting up and spelling part. But you're right, the speed rounds, as we call them, you get 10 words read in 30-second intervals. And after the last word has been read, 30 seconds later, you turn in your sheet of all 10 words. And I'll never forget the first year we did this. You know, quite honestly, we didn't know what to expect. We just made this game up, a figment of our imagination. And everybody's there having a good time, and we read the first word, and then it goes deadly silent. And then we start hearing people go, oh, no, oh, shoot, oh, oh. And they were, you know, starting to freak out. And then they snapped into it, and, you know, the teams responded and did amazing. But it was really fun to see this kind of idea that we had come to life, and then the teams start to take it seriously. And over the 3 years now, we've had a lot of those original teams have come back each of the 3 years. So we know we're on to something. We actually had 21 teams play last year. We have room for 24. So we'll just keep taking registrations up through filling up at 2014.
And you take the B puns to a new level for the most part, right? You try every possible, well, not only the team names, but just some of the things you have related to how you can participate and what you do for that.
Absolutely. We have people on our staff, not me, who are huge fans of the B puns. And so it's fun being a part of a game and an event where everybody's just basically trying to get me to roll my eyes at these in my mind, terrible B puns. But they make their way into the game. Usually the sign of it being good enough to be included in the game is if I actually laugh at it. And then they say, oh, Ryan laughed. Let's put it down. So the sponsors are all B puns. The different raffles that we do, everything is a B pun. And most of the teams take that on as well. There's either a spelling B pun, or just a straight B pun on the teams. And then, like you said, it's not mandatory, but a lot of the teams dress up in costumes or they theme their attire based on what
they make
is.
It look like a team.
Right.
Matt, how did we do that?
Yeah, we did not do well. Okay. I was part of our team. When you brought up the idea of having an internal spelling bee to make the squad, I thought I'd have never been on that team had that been the situation. But I did like the style of play. It also leads to strategy, I think, for the teams that are better because – anytime you have a group of four people talking over how to spell a word, you're going to get a different spelling in there. Right. So, and then I think the second round, you send one person up to the microphone. And so you got to kind of make that decision on who's going to represent the team. So it's more than just a spelling. There's a lot of strategy. Right.
Well, sometimes when you send somebody up, it's not pushing someone. It's like three people taking a step back, and the other one's like, oh, I guess I'm the one.
Exactly.
I'm the one left. Somebody has to
go
to do
up
it.
There. But all this is it's a fun event, but it's another one of those fundraisers that help the United Way. Talk a little bit about how what's been raised and how this has really helped out for them.
Right. So we have a really unique partnership with Hands On Northeast Ohio. Hands On is this cool little agency based in Cleveland that does volunteer projects throughout the region. And here in Lorain County, our United Way especially, we didn't have the capacity to manage volunteer projects as well as we could have and should have been doing. So about 5 years ago, we formed this partnership with Hands On, and really our volunteer projects here in Lorain County are powered by Hands On. They manage them. They have a warehouse full of supplies, ladders, and those types of things. So this cool partnership has expanded Hands On into Lorain County and has added capacity to United Way of Greater Lorain County and all of our partners. And this Spellebrate fundraiser supports that. So all of the volunteer projects that we do the, you know, the mulch, the paint, the supplies that go to fixing up agencies and helping out agencies across the community. And this partnership and the managed projects and the hundreds of projects that are getting done throughout the year are all powered by this fundraiser. And we've been able to raise around $10,000 to $12,000 in each of the first 2 years. We'd love to, you know, keep bumping that up as we move forward. And I think we're on pace to do that this year. So it's been a success. It's been a lot of fun. You know, really two things when we set out to do this event. What did we want to do? We wanted to have fun, number one. We wanted people to come and get engaged in the work. And, you know, we're not going to take the time at the event to get everybody to sign up for a project, but you'll be aware of what this is supporting. So get people engaged and have them have fun. That was one. And number two was raise money to support this pivotal work and really important work that we're doing. And we've been able to do that as well.
It is the annual Spellebrite Lorain County, A Night at the Bee. It's coming up June 21st from 6 to 9:30 at the Emerald Event Center, John Just Imagine Drive in Avon. And you can go to uwlorainecounty.org/spellebrite to find out more how you can get involved as well or be a part of the audience and help raise funds that way. Ryan, thanks for stopping in this morning.
My pleasure.